There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We've been talking this morning about the impact of the coronavirus on retail and on the F&B industry. We're going to have a look now at manufacturing, speaking to one of the UAE's major manufacturers. Andrew Shaw is the CEO of the cable company, Ducab. Andrew, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brandy.
Before we hop into where we are now, I see that you've just reported your 2019 numbers. So let's start there. What kind of year did you have last year?
It wasn't bad. We increased our profits 5%. Some businesses made quite a lot of improvement. Others, like the cable business, had a fairly stable year. So overall, we were quite pleased with the way it turned out.
What was that 5% rise off the back of?
It was off the back of a full year of operation of Ducab Aluminium, the plant that we have in Kizad making aluminium rod and overhead line. They had they ran at capacity for the year. It was their first full year of operation. They'd opened the previous year. And we had an improved year in the high voltage business. So overall, it brought up the whole company.
And you're involved in some pretty interesting projects at the moment. I understand the Baraka nuclear power plant is one of them. What are you doing there?
Well, we have supplied all of the, they call it the balance of plant cables, all of the nuclear specification cables outside of the containment vessel that supply power have all come from Ducab. We developed them specially for the project. We were the first in the world to develop to the new nuclear specification, which requires testing to prove a 60-year life. And so we've been supplying since the first reactor. We're still supplying some follow-on cable as the final reactors finish. So we're very proud of our involvement in the project.
And you're doing the metro extension as well, as I understand it.
Yes. Well, Expo, of course, we love infrastructure developments, and because cable goes into everything that's built. So not only have we supplied the metro extension, we've also been supplying pretty much, we hope, a majority of the cables needed on the Expo site.
So let's look at where we are now, Andrew. What kind of impact, or have you rather seen an impact on your operations over the last month?
Well, from a macro point of view, if you just look at the numbers, we haven't really been affected. Certainly nothing like our colleagues in retail or in travel. As a sector, we're an industry that sells to other industries, so we tend to lag these trends in the market. But our customers are still demanding cables, so our factories are still running. Cables, the low voltage and medium voltage business is running a little slower than we would like, but we'll still make our first quarter numbers. The metals business, which is 75% export, is running. They've encountered more problems in the last month, not because of lack of demand, but because it's getting more and more difficult to keep up with the changing regulations at the border. So there have been some delays with freight and borders, but stuff is moving. And high voltage had a bit of a slow start to the year, but projects are still happening and customers, by and large, are still calling for cable. There's a few delays on projects, but as long as our customers are operating, then we aim to be in a position to supply them.
What does it tell you about the fact that, as you say, there is still a demand for cable? What does that tell you about what's happening with infrastructure projects and the like?
Well, I think the obvious one is they're still going. If we look, for instance, at the Expo site, a lot of the main infrastructure, of course, is done, but there is no let up in the speed and the execution of all of the pavilions. That's still going full speed ahead. So that's pulling demand for smaller cables for fit out and finishing. And I think the government's been very clear. Fortunately for us and our colleagues in the sort of construction industry, they're very committed to keeping funds flowing into these government infrastructure projects. And customers like DEWA are still going ahead with the network expansion and improvement. which of course is good news for the economy. And as long as they're able to keep operating, we aim to be able to supply them.
What are you doing to make sure that your staff are kept safe while they're doing that?
Well, this is where we've had the major changes. As I say, from the outside, it looks as though everything is normal. But from the inside, of course, I'm working from home. Most of the 95% of our office staff are now working from home. And that's taken a sort of a major change. We were really quite worried about whether it would work. And I think we've all been pleasantly surprised. Due to the hard work of everybody working out how to work from home. So we've had to make sure our processes, all of our order intake and our delivery processes, etc., that they're all capable of being operated from home. And we ran a trial last week, learned quite a lot. And so far that side is going remarkably smoothly. Then keeping the people safe and the business sustainable has been a bit more difficult. We have a lot of people, of course, in accommodation, our blue-collar workers, the guys who are really making cable. So we've segregated our Dubai and Abu Dhabi factories. We've stopped people moving between the factories. So if we have a problem in one, we've not contaminated the other. We've split our management teams so that we have an Abu Dhabi-based team who are not visiting Dubai and vice versa. So we've segregated that. We've segregated the factory workforce, who we're most worried about, because, of course, they're living in accommodation, from when we had people coming from the office. We've separated them, so no visitors in the canteen, no office staff in the canteen. So we've tried to sort of put up, I suppose, internal walls so that we're not mixing, or mixing as little as possible, our people. So if we do have a problem in one area, we're able to keep operating and keep the other people safe. And of course, whoever can work from home is now working from home.
What are you doing, though, to keep the blue-collar force safe within their labour accommodation and on the factory floor as well? Because they'll still obviously be coming into contact with each other.
Yes, that's right. And it's very difficult. In an accommodation with shared rooms, the security has to be, in a way, at the perimeter. Much easier for us in Jebel Ali, where we own our own camp and we have our own accommodation. We're in control of sanitation. We're in control of who comes in the camp and not. But we still have some people living in town, visiting the plant every day. So we're looking at how we can make sure as people enter the site, we're testing for temperature. We are being very insistent that if people are feeling sick, they need to report it. They need to go home. We've got quarantine rooms on the camp, so people coming in from leave, although we've not had many, we stopped all leave a couple of weeks ago, went into quarantine wherever they came from. They went into a quarantine room for 14 days. In fact, they'll be coming out in a couple of days' time. In Abu Dhabi, our camps are shared with others, and there the authorities are taking a pretty similar strict ruling about quarantining of new entrants. Enhanced hygiene in the camp, enhanced hygiene in the factory, sanitation, all of the hand washing in the factory, in the camp, all of the recommendations from the authorities we're trying to implement. But it is more challenging in a fairly densely occupied camp environment.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Business Breakfast this morning. Andrew Shaw is CEO of Ducab, the cable manufacturers. We appreciate your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.